Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Today we're taking focus on judgment, the judgment day. For you, it may be a day of horror. For us, it's a day of hope, because everything that we have suffered on this side of heaven will be judged well, right? Well, I suppose the word judgment is not a good word to a person who's guilty. It makes some people panic. But the great hope shows us it's actually good news, at least for those who are ready for the judgment. This isn't about fear, by the way. It's about justice. It's about truth and ultimate restoration of all things, putting things in their rightful place, right? What will that day actually be like, though? Don't you want to know? Well, we've invited Dr. Emmanuel Mwale once again to talk us through this one. Dr. Mwale, good afternoon to you. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us. Ah, there we go again. Can you hear me, Dr. Mwale? Dr. Mwale, are you able to hear me?
Yes, I'm able to hear you.
Lovely, lovely. How does the great hope describe the final judgment, Dr. Mwale?
The final judgment actually is the work that Christ started in 1844 when he moved from the holy place of the sanctuary in heaven into the most holy place. He started looking at the records of people who died, and later he's supposed to look at the records of those people who are living. What he does in that work is to look at those who are professed to be believers in him and how they have lived their lives, whether they have continued to live by faith, trusting in God, or they have abandoned the faith that they had, or whether they are just pretending to be Christians, they have not accepted Jesus as Lord and personal Savior. This is supposed to be reflected in what they do, because we'll be judged by our works.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So why is judgment really necessary in the great controversy, Mfundisi?
There is, in the controversy, it's a problem of the character of God, whether God is merciful and just at the same time. The devil separates the two. According to him, if God is merciful, then he has to forgive everyone, including himself. If God is just, he has to destroy every person, all human beings who ever sinned, including the devil himself. So by separating the two, he puts the character of God in question. So what Christ did was to reconcile mercy and justice. And so to vindicate the character of God, the judgment is very important, because the universe have to confirm that God is both merciful and just.
Okay. Okay. I have a courtroom in mind. So what role does this Jesus play as our great advocate in the judgment?
Interestingly, Jesus is our advocate.
Yes.
Because he became one of us. So it's like a lawyer representing me in the court.
Right.
But at the same time, even if Jesus is there interceding on my behalf, explaining why I should be forgiven, interestingly, he was also the judge himself, because John chapter 5, verse 22 through 24, tells us that judgment has been placed in the hands of Jesus himself.
Mm.
So he's not just an advocate, but he's the judge himself.
All right. So advise us on how we can be on the right side of this judgment, Dr. Mwale. How can we live confidence and with confidence instead of fears we await judgment?
Romans chapter 5 verse 1 says, having been justified by faith through our Lord Jesus Christ, we have peace with God. So the first thing is for us to have an assurance that we have been justified. In other words, we have been declared right.
Right.
So that peace which comes in us should sustain us through and through. And then the second part is to live a faithful life.
Right.
A life of trust in God. When we live a life of trust in God, we will live a life that does not fear the judgment that is coming.
Right, right, right. So in what ways is God's judgment a reflection of both mercy and justice? Because that's what many of you preachers tell us anyway, that no, no, this justice is just to show you mercy and justice. How?
Okay, so this is how it is. You eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, you die. That is justice. And then God decides not to destroy human beings there, and then he gives us Jesus Christ. That's mercy. So mercy in the judgment is that I have chosen to live a wicked life. God will have to eliminate me, and that's mercy, because if I were to be taken into heaven with a rebellious spirit, heaven would be a torment to me. So if he excludes me from heaven, God has been merciful also.
Right.
And then if I remain faithful to God, not because of my own righteousness, but I've accepted the righteousness of Jesus, the judgment is just because it was meted out on Christ. The sins we committed were meted out. The judgment was meted out on Christ. So God is still just in the judgment to take us to heaven, and is also merciful to take us to heaven. He is just and merciful to exclude those people who reject Jesus Christ, because that's what the law says, the sinner should die, Romans 6 verse 23.
Right.
So justice demands that those who reject Jesus Christ are excluded out of heaven, and that's what the judgment is all about.
Ah, I see. Okay. All right, I will not push any further. I do wish, however, one day you and I could sit and you can unpack this 1844 date as with respect to the Seventh-day Adventist Church, contrasting that with other churches, because it is only the Seventh-day Adventist Church that has seen and discovered this truth of 1844 rising from the ashes of the Great Disappointment. So to repackage that Great Disappointment and call it Jesus entering in the Holy of Holies of is a stun grenade of thoughts and ideas. I'd love for you to join us and unpack that perhaps and spend more time doing that. Is that okay?
Yes, when there's that time, I would gladly do that.
Lovely, lovely. Doctor, thank you very much for coming through and talking to us. We appreciate your time and your insights. Have a wonderful day and a blessed Sabbath tomorrow.
Thank you. Have a blessed Sabbath tomorrow as well.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.